This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Treasury Department is cracking down on a notorious street gang known as MS-13. It was created by Salvadoran immigrants living in Los Angeles. It now has more than 30,000 members throughout Central America and in 40 U.S. states. So today, the feds classified MS-13 as a transnational criminal organization. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains why that matters.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says when a university president submits his budget request, lawmakers should ask some basic questions.
What is the graduation rate? What are we doing to make sure that every student that graduates has a job? What are they doing for economic development?
That last question caught Frank Hefner's attention. He teaches economics at the College of Charleston.
There's sort of a general sense in this current governor's administration that everything has to be tied to some kind of economic development mission. And if it's not, then they're not interested in funding it.
Over the last two decades, South Carolina has been successful convincing businesses to move there. But Governor Haley says too many students don't graduate or leave the state looking for work. Hefner worries about what the governor's plan could do to the College of Charleston, where he teaches. It's a liberal arts school.
We can't all become vocational educational institutions.
Hefner says there could be big changes. He wonders what could happen to some departments. Amanda Griffith teaches economics at Wake Forest University.
You know, if that's what's being incentivized is, you know, only engineering or only economics in a particular area, you might find some fields that sort of fall by the wayside.
Frank Hefner of the College of Charleston says the state should reevaluate how it allocates funding, but it needs to take the long view. He says a colleague once told him professors educate students for their last job, not their first. With Governor Haley's plan, that mission could change. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.